WHDD presents Susan Says.
I hardly know where to start this week. So many bad things happening in the world, weather, tremendous wet. Yeah, that's how deranged Donnie calls it. The fact that they took FEMA money to help victims of storms and added it to ICE to persecute children and parents in cages. So disgusting, I can't even imagine. And now he says, no, no one died in Puerto Rico. By the way, that moron, Santorum, called it a country. No, dear. Whatever it is, it's still suffering. But the good news, Fear, the Woodward book, it might be, I say might be, the final nail in the coffin for the pretend president and wannabe dictator. I went to hear him last night, Woodward, at the 92nd Street Y, and he was scared too. He said he has no effing idea what is going to happen, but we have a lot to worry about. Uh-oh. The anniversary of 9/11, which showed deranged Donnie doing a fist bump, more appropriate for a wrestling match as he goes to the memorial. This thing, not even human, has no sense of appropriateness, and according to Woodward, whom I believe, no sense at all. He will not listen to the truth. He can't. On the good news side, I just finished doing the Audible book recording of my memoir, Hot Pants in Hollywood. It should be ready to go up for sale on Amazon soon. I'm very excited. It was so much fun talking with the readers, listeners. It felt very intimate and lovely to connect, as though I were having a personal talk with each one of you, like I hope this is. I wrote a letter to the New York Times, which published it, about the lack of diversity in showbiz. Though they stressed women and minorities, I pointed out that ageism is the new ism that we are fighting. There's not much to root for in politics, but this guy, Beto O'Rourke in Texas, seems like the real deal. Clean, fresh, with the kind of interesting followers like even Willie Nelson. Yeah. And Ted Cruz as well, Ted Cruz. And now he actually is accepting help from Trump, the guy who called his wife ugly and said his father was in on the JFK assassination. Is there any length he wouldn't go to win? Yuck and ick. The Kavanaugh hearings are done. All the lies he told are now coming out. You have to wonder how this is going to proceed without impeachment of him. Clearly not right for the bench. Around the world, fascism is on the rise. Real Nazis in Germany and semi-ones in Hungary and Sweden. Wow. The Syrian massacres continue. No one seems to care. We are in perilous times and have no leadership. Republicans who think about leaving the party every day are still not doing it or voting against deranged Donnie. And Dems? Well, I don't see much leadership I can support yet with great enthusiasm. Ugh, I'm going back to bed.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.